Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Abortion could clearly be overturned within the next 2 years at the United States Supreme Court if at least one more justice steps down, for example, Justice Kennedy or Ginsburg, and that justice is replaced by a justice who will interpret the Constitution. Then the battle goes down to the individual states. But some states, like Florida, abortion will still be in process because of its own independent interpretation, frankly, distortion of the state constitution. We're working on changing that. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Matt, we've already got one justice. It's status quo, if you will, with regards to Scalia. But had the election gone the other way, Hillary Clinton would have nominated a justice, and we would have lost the Supreme Court on the abortion issue and many other areas of concern for decades, probably for the rest of our lives. So now we at least have a justice who will maintain the status quo, meaning some of these 5-4 opinions will likely still be 5-4. And one of those opinions is the abortion decision. The last time they ruled on overturning Roe versus Wade, it ended up being a 5-4 decision. But now there may be one or two justices in the near future, one possibly even this year, that would step down votes that have been for abortion, including Justice Kennedy. And if that seat is replaced by somebody like a Gorsuch or someone else who's an originalist that believes in interpreting the Constitution according to its original intent, originally the Constitution, the words, the language, have nothing to do with supporting abortion. That means that within the next couple years, a case could go to the Supreme Court and the Roe versus Wade opinion could be overturned. I think that is absolutely phenomenal news, and it's an opportunity we cannot miss. But on the other hand, we also have to look at the individual states. When this battle goes back to the states, what's going to happen at the state level? And so that's why we're focused on some of these states, particularly Florida, to prepare for that time when the Roe versus Wade decision is overturned.
And this is a smart strategy to prepare in advance to those states that have distorted their own constitutions and their own laws in the books to allow for the murder of unborn children, to prepare those states for the time that, as you mentioned, I believe is inevitable. We are closer now than we have been in decades since Roe v. Wade, of having it overturned. And the buzz inside the Beltway is that Justice Kennedy may well step down and retire as soon as this summer. And if that's the case, with the Democrats having triggered the nuclear option but with their ridiculous filibuster of Gorsuch, I believe that Donald Trump, and he has said he's going to go off of the list of originalists that he has. If he gets another Gorsuch in there, I believe we will see a 5-4 decision at least overturning Roe v. Wade. So this is a preemptive strike in terms of preparing the groundwork to make sure that these states are not facilitating the murder of unborn children as well, states like Florida.
Yeah, and there's a few states, most states will be okay because the battle will go down there and abortion will be gone. But there's a few states in which the state Supreme Courts have followed the bad example of the U.S. Supreme Court, and one of those is Florida. And back in the 70s, there was an amendment that was talked about. It came out of the post-Watergate era where the government was spying on people. It came out of businesses collecting data on people. And certainly that was a concern back then. It's much more a concern now with your privacy and your data information being collected by both the government and organizations, selling it and losing your privacy. So as a result, the people passed an amendment to the Florida Constitution called Article 1, Section 23. That's the section of the Constitution. And it basically says that you have a right to privacy, informational privacy. To be clear, it said that doesn't preclude people from getting government public records from the government. So in other words, it protects people from the government as well as private organizations collecting information on you and invading your privacy. But people can still get public records from the government. from 1980 until 1989, that was everyone's understanding of it. Not a single hint about abortion. In 1987, actually, the Florida Supreme Court said the concern driving this was informational privacy. Well, in 1989, a case went to the Florida Supreme Court regarding a minor seeking an abortion, and Justice Shaw, writing the opinion, now for the first time applies it to abortion, and he actually said this amazing, incredible sentence with absolutely no medical evidence in the record. And what he said was that the fetus, in his words, was a highly specialized group of cells, solely dependent upon the mother for sustenance. Unbelievable. No medical evidence at all. And from that time on, this has been a particular section of the Constitution that's applied to abortion.
Right. And we recently filed an amicus brief to change this amendment, because it's just like, how do you go from information privacy to abortion, and talking about teenagers needing parental consent and 24-hour waiting periods? It just doesn't pan out. And so we need to clarify this.
Yeah. So every 20 years, and it's just happening right now, by Florida Constitution provisions, the Constitutional Revision Commission is convened, and this particular group has 37 people appointed by different parts of our government. And so it's a wide, diverse group, and they're having hearings around the state. And next year, they'll ultimately, for the 2018 vote, they'll put forth some possible amendments. And so we have, I've testified, Roger Ganim, Vice President of Legal Affairs in our Liberty Counsel Office, has testified. We wrote this brief urging them to make an amendment, to put this amendment back in 1980 back to its original purpose,
right,
saying specifically that it does not apply to abortion. So that's the big issue that's going on. Two things. One, we need to continue to press forward to get the right justice when the next opening comes forth, and we can't miss that opportunity. And two, we need to look at the individual states, some of these outliers, where when that is reversed, we need to make sure that we are prepared at that level to protect human life there as well.
You know, Matt, speaking of states, we've got the University of California, Davis, is now putting abortion pills in vending machines on the campuses. I mean, this is just horrendous what's going on.
Yeah, these are abortion pills, so-called morning after pills.
Yeah.
Well, what those are is abortion-inducing drugs.
Absolutely.
Because that ultimately, even according to the FDA, that will cause a fertilized egg to slough off and remove itself from the implanted uterus.
And they can do this without a prescription.
Yeah. And these are not safe drugs either, by the way.
No. No, there have been people severely injured and even die from these
drugs. But in vending machines.
Yeah. And here they're making them readily available. You know, vending machines of death. I mean, it's unbelievable, but it's in keeping with what we're seeing around the universities. I mean, it's ridiculous enough that we have universities now placing feminine hygiene products in men's rooms for men to use because they don't want to offend transgender, you know, men pretending to be women. That's just absurd. But this is just sinister that they would have these abortion pills. So I'm encouraged, as you mentioned, Matt, that we may well this summer have at least one justice step down. But with Ruth Bader Ginsburg being 84 years old, before President Trump's term comes to an end, we may have two, and we may see some real protections put in place for life.
Yeah, we could. So we have a huge opportunity. You know, we missed this opportunity in the 2008 election because we got Barack Obama. And it was such a sad time that Obama came in. And then later he appointed two people. We could have had abortion overturned now. We cannot miss this opportunity. And this will be a huge battle for this next seat. So we're working on all different fronts, federal and also state, to make sure that we are in position to, in our generation, and this is, listen to this, our generation, you and I who are listening to this program right now, can literally be close to the moment where this bloodshed caused by the United States Supreme Court in 1973 is stopped. I mean, listen to that.
Yes.
It's not 20, 30 years down the road. It's you and I right now. So we have to pray for this moment, and we have to act, because I think we'll be held accountable if we miss this opportunity. Hmm. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org. For more information, you can sign up for our emails. We have a number of them for both Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, our public policy arm, Christians in Defense of Israel, And you can also sign up for the newsletters for these various ministries as well. You can also learn more about our Covenant Journey program, Liberty Relief International, which is our international humanitarian relief program for persecuted Christians, and Liberty Prayer Network, which is our prayer ministry. Lots of different ministry opportunities of Liberty Counsel. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, pray, and support the ministry, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.